Little Dorrit by Charles Dickens. Read by Anton Lesser. Thirty years ago, Marseille lay burning in the sun one day. A blazing sun upon a fierce August day was no greater rarity in southern France then than at any other time before or since. Strangers were stared out of countenance by staring white houses, staring white streets, staring hills from which verdure was burnt away. The only things to be seen not fixedly staring and glaring were the vines drooping under their load of grapes. These did occasionally wink a little, as the hot air barely moved their faint leaves. There was no wind to make a ripple on the foul water within the harbour, or on the beautiful sea without. Hindus, Portuguese, Englishmen, Frenchmen, Neapolitans, Greeks come to trade at Marseille sought the shade alike, taking refuge in any hiding place from a sea too intensely blue to be looked at, and a sky of purple set with one great flaming jewel of fire. In Marseille, that day, there was a villainous prison. In one of its chambers were two men. A notched and disfigured bench stood immovable from the wall, with a draught board rudely hacked upon it with a knife, and two or three wine bottles.